Welcome to the Talent to Learning Show podcast series, episode 105. I'm your host, independent learning tech analyst, John Lay of Talent to Learning. Today, I interview Liam O'Malley, man of all hats at Momentum Software's Path LMS, about the current state of the association technology industry. You can find more of our fiercely independent content at talenttolearning.com. Well, welcome back, listeners. On this show, I am fortunate to speak with the world's leading innovators and experts who are shaping the future of professional and extended enterprise education from both the vendor and the practitioner sides of the fence. And today's guest, Liam, has lived on both sides of the fence in his long 20-plus year career in learning technology. He spent a decade first inside a professional association leading technology and learning initiatives before moving over to the vendor side, where for the past 10 plus years, he's helped countless associations modernize their education programs and learning technology stack. Well, Liam works with the Path LMS organization, and the Path LMS, before and after the acquisition by Momentum, has been a perennial Talented Learning Award winner in the professional education and the association category, and was just recently awarded in 2025. Here a couple weeks ago in October, once again, in a very intensive awards. And that awards process really leads to a lot of the questions today of things that are going on inside the association space and how that's different than what's going on inside the corporate space in terms of learning technology, in terms of the integrated stack, the know-how the LMS vendors need to have, and really the main challenges that are shaping the learning technology need in associations so that they can compete in a super changing world. You know, for 100 plus years, some of these associations have been providing forms of education, and now in almost no time at all, they have competitors of all types and sizes on the for-profit side of the fence, and with the integration of AI, all of that has, accelerated the competitive forces that they have in the marketplace and really challenges their relevance. So this is a challenging time for associations, and one way that they can compete better is really through smarter technology decisions and the smarter application of technology, including learning technology. And that's what we're going to talk about today with our expert, Liam O'Malley. Liam, welcome to the Talent to Learning Show. Sure great to have you here.
Great. Thanks, John. It's an honor to be here. Thank you for having me.
All right, cool. So we've been working together more or less for 6 years. Not working together, but knew each other for 6 years as I've been getting regular updates about the Path LMS. And you guys have been regular perennial winners in the Talent to Learning Awards every year in the association and professional education category. And you guys have been successful over the years in landing a lot of the clients that we have at Talented Learning inside the association space. So it's great to have you here after all this time. You're one of the most knowledgeable people I know in association education and education technology. And it's great to have you here so our guests can learn. But one of the things that market, association LMS market, as you know, and listeners, is in flux. Why is it in flux? Well, there's been just a ton of mergers and acquisitions over the last handful of years, shaking up who all the players are and who's good. And one of those has happened here recently with Liam and the Path LMS as they were acquired into Momentum Software here in 2025. And though that's a new name-ish, it's not a new organization, as we'll learn about. So, Liam, give us give everybody here an update on who Momentum is and what Path is inside of that solution. And we'll start there at the big picture and go on from there.
Yeah, absolutely, John. Thank you, and thank you for the recent honor with your naming again this year of the top
You're
LMS
welcome.
Platforms. Always happy to see ourselves on that list. So I'll start actually a little before, Blue Sky joined the Momentum software family. Momentum themselves were actually, as you alluded to there, another company that was themselves acquired in 2024, summer of 2024, Community Brands was acquired and went through a rebrand as Momentive Software. So for folks out there who don't know the Momentive Software name, that is that history. And with that came a lot of new leadership and a lot of new direction of the company. I'm going to give really 5,000 foot view here, and I'm sure gloss over a lot of nuance, but generally speaking, a lot of the challenges that Community Brands faced was having a lot of different products in very different silos and segments of the business that never really integrated all that well, not just from a technology standpoint. The integrations from technology were there, but as a business, as different business units within. And I would say kind of struggled to take advantage of the fact that they had all this knowledge and resources internally as that large portfolio company. And so the mission of the new leadership and the direction that they have taken since becoming Momentive is really to focus on that business unit integration so that those all those myriad portfolio pieces can really become a unified platform for better serving the associations that are our clients. And that comes from a enhanced technology integration. Sure, the products work better together, but also business unit integration internally, communication services, implementations, customer support, everything from soup to nuts when you're interacting with Momentive. And that has been the drive since since that acquisition in I believe it was summer of 2024. Now, Blue Sky joined Momentive in February of 2025. So less than a year now, but we are about 8 months on, and I feel like I can thoroughly say the dust has settled, and I feel very well integrated here with Momentive. It's definitely been a big change. We were a 70-person company out of Southern California, but we had a ton of clients on path. As you said, we've always had a lot of success in the association market. And so we're kind of a natural fit there for the Momentive portfolio. And, we went through the cultural integrations, back office tools integrations, things like that, and figuring out where we now fit as part of this bigger picture. And of course, a big benefit of that bigger picture is enhanced and expanded resources to pour into our product and to serve our market with. Some of the, again, like high level thing, which I'm sure you have in your notes there that I'll mention, just is that Momentive already had two other LMS products when Blue Sky came into the picture, and those two products were CrowdWisdom and Freestone. And a recent announcement that Momentive made August, September, can't date it exactly, but thereabouts. Was that they're going to merge these platforms into Path, and Path is going to be the flagship LMS moving forward.
Sweet.
So, a lot of excitement there in, full alignment behind really powerhouse of a company all getting poured into Path. And I'm happy to go into more detail on those other LMSs too.
All right, cool. That's really neat story. I don't think there's anybody listening that hasn't been a part of an acquisition, so the dust settling
Yeah,
metaphor is relevant for most people, I would imagine, as they think about
I
their
counted
career.
it up when this was happening. I counted it up. I've been in association tech since 2002, and this is my eighth acquisition experience.
I only have two
Yeah.
under my belt. Yeah, interesting. So Momentive in general, though, focuses. So here's the strategic link: is they live in association spaces, and so. What are some of the components? So it's interesting. This happened in certainly happened in the corporate sector where HR organizations and talent management, they saw, assembled all of these pieces that you would need for a corporation all in one solution. And it's kind of seeming or seems that associations are kind of doing that also, bringing trying to bring or potentially buy all of their stack from consolidated vendors. And so, long-winded question, what does the stack look like with Momentive, outside of LMS? Like, what does the solution look like for an association in 2025?
Sure. So really the goal is to be able to serve all organizations to fund and deliver their missions, right? So as you said, association focused, membership based focused, but also, nonprofits, philanthropic foundations, donation based organizations, kind of that whole breadth of both C6s as well as C3s, honestly, in like all of the operational functions that they might have that could be served by technology. So obviously I live in that learning space, but anything front facing from career center, volunteer management, fundraising, actually we acquired a category leader volunteer management tool this summer. And that happened not that long ago, actually July, I want to say maybe. So volunteer management, fundraising, career center, community, event management tools, as well as all the back office functions. We have five different AMS platforms now, AMS CRM for all different shapes and sizes of organizations, our MIP financial product, as well as HR tools. So really the goal being something of a one-stop shop for all the different operational functions that an association might need to have supported by technology. And I'm, maybe jumping ahead a little bit, but the exciting part about this for us right now is not just integrating the business units, but integrating the tools in such a way that they are much more plug and play. You can become a Momentive partner. You can turn this tool on. You can serve this function. You can enable the integrations with a flip of a switch, and you have a unified portal to manage all of those things, both from an administrative and a back end area. With an underlying data hub underneath.
Wow. Yeah, it sounds so similar to the corporate world. So if an association doesn't do that, or if that's not available, and it's generally not, in the marketplace right now, as you guys pull all the pieces together, being one of the first, if it's not, then basically what the CIO or that team is basically going each one of those categories, those nine categories, one by one, and buying and trying to integrate it manually.
Yeah,
We're
well,
not
and
integrated at
that's
all.
right. And that is the appropriate path for some organizations out there. Not everyone has a different kind of makeup, a different kind of approach to their IT philosophy. But we, I do want to say specifically, particularly for us as Blue Sky, we have been out in the market since 2002, as well. Path's been around for a long time. We still, integrate with and partner with lots of other different platforms out there, whether they're part of our Momentive portfolio or not. And so, if organizations are looking to bring Path in, but are using other technology tools in their stack, that's no problem. We play well with them. We have those integrations. For years and years, we've been building and establishing those partnerships. And we have something like over 70 name brand integrations in the space. So, all of that stuff still totally applies. But as you said, if folks are looking to build these things with, I hesitate to use the word that came to mind, but the word that came to mind is patchwork tools that don't have a platform behind them, then yes, they're building that themselves. They're creating their own platform. They're creating their own data lake or data repository and managing their own approach to that, whereby Momentive could have a lot of those tools already built in and already kind of ready to go for them.
I guess the reason that seems relevant to me is just the competitive landscape inside the LMS competitive landscape right now is really made up of two types of competitors. Those that live full time, more or less, in the association or professional education space, and those that don't. Those that support a lot of different use cases, the more popular. All-purpose type learning management systems and names that you would know, and so that creates an interesting dynamic here for associations to try to balance the value of that, which is kind of an interesting dynamic that's evolving here that didn't used to exist, but I can see the value in it because we've been watching that, as I mentioned, in the corporate space. But let's go back, dig in a little further now into the LMS piece. So from an association standpoint, you've been doing it for 20 years, 20 plus years, 10 on the the association side, another 10 plus here on the vendor side. What are the key things here that associations need in learning that perhaps are different or unique to them that don't exist in maybe other systems or just other use cases inside the LMS space? What do you think are the big things that are really driving that?
Yeah, sure. Well, so, segueing from what we were just talking about, one of the biggest always has been integration with other systems, right? So knowing the ecosystem that an LMS provider is stepping into and what the association has going on already, understanding their business processes, their business rules, how to interact and support members, non-members. What does member benefit look like? What is this whole thing all about? And that goes to relationships as well as technology, right? Can your technology integrate? I mean, anybody you talk to will now say, yeah, sure, we can integrate. We've got APIs. We can do this. We can do that. But if they don't have the relationships, it's going to be tough. It's going to be hard to make those things happen. A lot of technologies are really not quite at that plug and play, turn on the integration now. Or if they are, that's maybe SSO, right? You might be talking about like, yeah, you can log in through this other platform, sure, but you're not talking about financial integration. You're not talking about writing data back and forth. You're not talking about the depth of integration with those other platforms that true like association LMS is gonna know is really their bread and butter. Can they plug in there and can they fit in with everything else? So that's really like one of the biggest things, especially when I come up with folks that are looking at academic or corporate LMSs. I really encourage them to dig in on what they're being told about integration from them. Dovetailing on that a little bit too, I think reporting and the data that gets surfaced from those platforms often isn't in the shape or way that an association needs it. And even just like, high level, very relatable way to say that is I had a conversation with someone who recently, even in, 2025, working with their reporting system on a top of the line category leader corporate LMS, couldn't get member versus non-member reports out of their commerce or their activity completions. So these things that are very fundamental for associations, very basic and key, are sometimes just not there, or sometimes assumed to be there, potentially dangerously so. And then you also just have some UI nuances, in terms of continuing education, certainly in terms of accreditation. An HR platform isn't necessarily going to be, they'll have their own compliance rules, but they won't have accreditation with ACCME or, CLE requirements that are needed to be a part of the programmatic structure of the learning that can be embedded in a more association-focused LMS quite easily, usually.
Oh, that's a good summary. That's a good summary. As a LMS selection consultant, I spent a lot of time helping associations, and really, it's all those features and functions for sure. But where the difference is your second point is the speak of understanding the relationships, of understanding, what associations are up against, from a member, non-member, and the market pressures of the for-profit training companies, and trying to help them resolve all that versus just say, hey, here's an LMS. You got learners and you got content. I'm sure it can work. And so, it's interesting how much and how important understanding the space is with association buyers, as it turns out, because a lot of this stuff you just don't know. The HR tools, sure, but volunteer management, career management to a degree, but event management, all these things are things that are fairly touched in other solutions
Well,
also that are hard to understand if you don't ever play with them.
yeah, and I really can't underscore that relationship part for associations more. I mean, that sounds sometimes it sounds a little fluffy, but if you're, if you're implementing a project and you have a go live date and you have live courses that are happening and you need to reach out to someone on the integration of your platform team, do they know who that person is? Can they call them on the phone? Do they know who to email? Or are they like, put a ticket in with their support and maybe we'll get it addressed in a month. There's huge difference.
Cool. Neat, neat. Hey, tell me about AI. What's going on? What's
it.
we got all the way 20 minutes in this conversation without dropping that combination once. Is that important here in associations there? Is it important in your solution? Is it important in the broader Momentum solution? What's going on?
It's absolutely important. I'm personally feeling a little jaded about it these days. It's everywhere. It's so much. It is not the magic wand for everything that everyone wants it to be, but it's absolutely important. And it's interesting to watch. You know, we had these just to level set. We had, 2 years ago, everyone talking about governance policy, how to work with this, how to implement it. And some folks have figured that out, some folks haven't, and we're just still doing it anyway. So it's happening. People are experimenting. And in terms of the platform, Path has had some generative AI stuff in it now for a couple of years, 2022 or so, and tools like assessment question builder, content editors, descriptions, things like that. That seems very sort of table stakes to me at this point. Like this is widely applicable and very easy to hit the ground running with. The next steps we're taking are going to be in things like unstructured learning paths, recommendations, building programs, allowing learners to take their results and take their data and have ownership of them in the learning path that they create, in the things, in the places that they want to go. And looking even a little further than that, with that data hub that I mentioned with Momentive, and it does have a name now, excuse me, it does have a name now. I might get my hand slipped by marketing, slapped by marketing, but Momentive IQ is that data layer. Being able to plug those things into like volunteer management or career center, and letting the member have ownership of that with AI driving it. Now, part of that Momentive IQ tool is also going to include some agents that are going to be built out into that. So there's recommendation agents, not just for learning, but across the board, chat agents, automation agents, and prediction agents for your data that'll be living at that kind of Momentive IQ layer. So for Path, but also for the broader any function, any Momentive product that you have plugged into that platform that you're licensing. I got a little off the learning topic there specifically. I do want to share a story. I recently got my certification that
I
Sidecar
saw that.
offers, the AAIP, Association AI Professional. And just a little funny personal experience that I had with this, thinking of my awareness and where this fits and examining my biases. All of the content for that program is created using AI. And the first session that I took, they didn't actually say that. I watched an AI avatar teach the lesson, and it was like, this is so clearly AI. And I was a little put off by that. And then the second session and on, they said, "Hey, I'm your AI avatar. We build this in AI, blah, 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 blah." And I was like, "Oh, okay. Now I get it. That's setting the expectation and moving forward." And I learned stuff, and it was less of a distraction. But that wasn't in the first lesson. And I just it was funny to sit back and watch how the kind of reaction that I had to that. And I think as associations adopt AI and as they figure out where it fits in their learning programs from a just a functional technology standpoint, as well as probably more importantly, the content itself, thinking about how they continue to maintain their reputation and their brand as these experts in the space, in the industry they're serving, the value of the credentials that they're offering, the value of the learning programs is honestly, I think, in a little bit of a fragile place because of the potential damage that could be done if they don't adopt the tools effectively.
And another is get practical on this thing. I think another thing that's happening in this evolution revolution is the laziness of reviewing the AI content, and so that's turning out to be That's turning out to be a blind spot that a lot of organizations. So just because it creates it, you still have to spend a bunch of time going over every word of it. Especially associations that have so much riding on their brand, sometimes a hundred years or more, on that particular brand. Yeah, interesting. Interesting. Hey, so that's one big challenge as we wrap up our quick half hour here that always goes too fast. For an association to be successful here, 26, 2027, what do you think are the biggest things they're going to have to solve? One is that AI, how they're going to approach it, which you just said. Anything else here that's on top of plate or top of mind for just about every professional organization that they need to solve, particularly around education? What do you think that might be?
We talked about AI. That's obviously the huge one. I think I do think probably cybersecurity in general, not necessarily learning focus, but an area that is going to need more and more focus, especially in the AI era. That's only going to get more and more challenging, need more and more focus. And sort of I'll call out the perennial association challenge, which is generation gaps, and changing generations and changing the shapes of their membership and their learners, in terms of what their expectations are. So I think we're starting to see some associations really experiment with what their membership programs look like, and then also experimenting then with what their learning programs look like. Are they subscriptions? Are they micro learning? What do learners expect? What There's so many other options now of where they can go out and get their learning from, and how do the associations stay competitive with that? We work we have a ton of legal clients, we have a ton of medical clients, and both of those industries are super competitive now for for-profit CLE providers, for-profit CME providers, and a lot of those more legacy associations that have the 100 years of brand recognition are really struggling to figure out how do they adapt to that and stay competitive with that. Some of them are just buying their first LMS now in 2025, so unlocking those ways forward is going to be key for the longevity of a lot of those associations, I think.
Good answer. Good answer. Sage advice, sage insight. Liam O'Malley from Momentum Software, Path LMS. Great conversation about the state of association. You're right, though. Everything's changing fast. Not only that generation and those demographics are changing and what they expect from their learning and all the for-profits that you said, then also everybody, all those for-profits then have the power of AI to try to replicate content and do things faster. And so just in general, it just seems like associations really have to not be on their guard. That was 2 years ago. They have to be proactive now, super proactive in this change, or they will get left behind. There's a lot of dynamics happening right now in this space. And so you think associations, or some people, like when I talk to them, they think maybe that's a slower side. I was like, that's not a slower side. It's like one of the best parts of the learning technology segment, because they're doing headless stuff. They're doing great e-commerce. They're focused on user experience. They're driving education models. And it's a good place to be. So we both found that out. Liam, thanks for coming on to the show today. It's great. I've been wanting to have you for a long time to share your wisdom, and it was great to have you here. Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely, John. Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure.
Awesome. Listeners, thanks for listening and tuning in to another episode of the Talented Learning Show podcast, episode 105. Crazy. Can't believe that happened already. We hope you enjoyed it, and we'll see you on the next. You can find more of our fiercely independent analysis and research on the learning technology market and the association learning technology market at talentedlearning.com. And Liam, the best place to find out about the Path LMS is
MomentumSoftware.com.
simple. Simple as that.
Yep.
All right, folks, have a great day. We'll see you soon.